Second Kings chapter 10. Now Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria. So Jehu wrote letters and sent them to Samaria, to the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders, and to the guardians of the sons of Ahab, saying, Since your master's sons are with you, and you have at your disposal chariots and horses, a fortified city and weapons, select the son of your master who is the best qualified, set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house. But they were utterly terrified, and said, Look, two kings could not withstand him, how then can we stand? So the steward of the palace and the governor of the city, along with the elders and the guardians, sent word to Jehu, We are your servants, we will do anything you say. We will not make anyone king, do whatever you think right. Then he wrote them a second letter, saying, If you are on my side, and if you are ready to obey me, take the heads of your master's sons, and come to me at Jezreel tomorrow at this time. Now the king's sons, 70 persons, were with the leaders of the city, who were charged with their upbringing. When the letter reached them, they took the king's sons and killed them, 70 persons. They put their heads in baskets and sent them to him at Jezreel. When the messenger came and told him, They have brought the heads of the king's sons, he said, Lay them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until the morning. Then in the morning, when he went out, he stood and said to all the people, You are innocent. It was I who conspired against my master and killed him. But who struck down all these? Know then that there shall fall to the earth nothing of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab. For the Lord has done what he said through his servant Elijah. So Jehu killed all who were left of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, all his leaders, close friends, and priests, until he left him no survivor. Then he set out and went to Samaria. On the way, when he was at Beth-Eked of the shepherds, Jehu met relatives of King Ahaziah of Judah and said, Who are you? They answered, We are kin of Ahaziah. We have come down to visit the royal princes and the sons of the queen mother. He said, Take them alive. They took them alive and slaughtered them at the pit of Beth-Eked, 42 in all. He spared none of them. When he left there, he met Jehonadab, son of Rechab, coming to meet him. He greeted him and said to him, Is your heart as true to mine as mine is to yours? Jehonadab answered, It is. Jehu said, If it is, give me your hand. So he gave him his hand. Jehu took him up with him into the chariot. He said, Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. So he had him ride in his chariot. When he came to Samaria, he killed all who were left to Ahab in Samaria, until he had wiped them out, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke to Elijah. Then Jehu assembled all the people and said to them, Ahab offered Baal small service, but Jehu will offer much more. Now therefore summon to me all the prophets of Baal, all his worshippers, and all his priests. Let none be missing, for I have a great sacrifice to offer to Baal. Whoever is missing shall not live. But Jehu was acting with cunning in order to destroy the worshippers of Baal. Jehu decreed, Sanctify a solemn assembly for Baal. So they proclaimed it. Jehu sent word throughout all Israel. All the worshippers of Baal came, so that there was no one left who did not come. They entered the temple of Baal, until the temple of Baal was filled from wall to wall. He said to the keeper of the wardrobe, Bring out the vestments for all the worshippers of Baal. So he brought out the vestments for them. Then Jehu entered the temple of Baal with Jehonadab, son of Rechab. He said to the worshippers of Baal, Search and see that there is no worshipper of the Lord here among you, but only worshippers of Baal. Then they proceeded to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had stationed 80 men outside, saying, Whoever allows any of those to escape whom I deliver into your hands shall forfeit his life. As soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering, Jehu said to the guards and to the officers, Come in and kill them, let no one escape. So they put them to the sword. The guards and the officers threw them out, and then went into the citadel of the temple of Baal. They brought out the pillar that was in the temple of Baal and burned it. Then they demolished the pillar of Baal, and destroyed the temple of Baal, and made it a latrine to this day. Thus Jehu wiped out Baal from Israel. But Jehu did not turn aside from the sins of Jeroboam son of Nebat, which he caused Israel to commit, the golden calves that were in Bethel and in Dan. The Lord said to Jehu, Because you have done well in carrying out what I consider right, and in accordance with all that was in my heart have dealt with the house of Ahab, your sons and the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. But Jehu was not careful to follow the law of the Lord, the God of Israel, with all his heart. He did not turn from the sins of Jeroboam, which he caused Israel to commit. In those days the Lord began to trim off parts of Israel. Hazael defeated them throughout the territory of Israel, from the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, the Gadites, the Reubenites, and the Manassites, from Aroer, which is by the Wadi Arnon, that is Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, all that he did, and all his power, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel? So Jehu slept with his ancestors, and they buried him in Samaria. His son Jehoahaz succeeded him. The time that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. 2 Kings chapter 11. Now when Athaliah, Ahaziah's mother, saw that her son was dead, she set about to destroy all the royal family. But Jehosheba, King Joram's daughter, Ahaziah's sister, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's children who were about to be killed. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom. Thus she hid him from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. He remained with her 6 years, hidden in the house of the Lord, while Athaliah reigned over the land. But in the 7th year Jehoiada summoned the captains of the Kerites and of the guards, and had them come to him in the house of the Lord. He made a covenant with them, and put them under oath in the house of the Lord. Then he showed them the king's son. He commanded them, This is what you are to do. 1/3 of you, those who go off duty on the Sabbath and guard the king's house, another 1/3 being at the gate Sur, and 1/3 at the gate behind the guards, shall guard the palace. And your 2 divisions that come on duty in force on the Sabbath and guard the house of the Lord shall surround the king, each with weapons in hand, and whoever approaches the ranks is to be killed. Be with the king in his comings and goings. The captains did according to all that the priest Jehoiada commanded. Each brought his men who were to go off duty on the Sabbath with those who were to come on duty on the Sabbath, and came to the priest Jehoiada. The priest delivered to the captains the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of the Lord. The guards stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, from the south side of the house to the north side of the house, around the altar and the house, to guard the king on every side. Then he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the covenant. They proclaimed him king and anointed him. They clapped their hands and shouted, Long live the king! When Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she went into the house of the Lord to the people. When she looked, there was the king, standing by the pillar, according to custom, with the captains and the trumpeters beside the king, and all the people of the land rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Athaliah tore her clothes and cried, Treason! Treason! Then the priest Jehoiada commanded the captains who were set over the army, Bring her out between the ranks, and kill with the sword anyone who follows her. For the priest said, Let her not be killed in the house of the Lord. So they laid hands on her. She went through the horse's entrance to the king's house, and there she was put to death. Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and people, that they should be the Lord's people, also between the king and the people. Then all the people of the land went to the house of Baal and tore it down. His altars and his images they broke in pieces, and they killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. The priest posted guards over the house of the Lord. He took the captains, the Kerites, the guards, and all the people of the land. Then they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, marching through the gate of the guards to the king's house. He took his seat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after Athaliah had been killed with a sword at the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he began to reign. 2 Kings chapter 12. In the 7th year of Jehu, Jehoash began to reign. He reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all his days, because the priest Jehoiada instructed him. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away. The people continued to sacrifice and make offerings on the high places. Jehoash said to the priests, All the money offered as sacred donations that is brought into the house of the Lord, the money for which each person is assessed, the money from the assessment of persons, and the money from the voluntary offerings brought into the house of the Lord, let the priests receive from each of the donors, and let them repair the house wherever any need of repairs is discovered. But by the 23rd year of King Jehoash, the priests had made no repairs on the house. Therefore King Jehoash summoned the priest Jehoiada with the other priests and said to them, Why are you not repairing the house? Now therefore do not accept any more money from your donors, but hand it over for the repair of the house. So the priests agreed that they would neither accept more money from the people nor repair the house. Then the priest Jehoiada took a chest, made a hole in its lid, and set it beside the altar on the right side as one entered the house of the Lord. The priests who guarded the threshold put in it all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. Whenever they saw that there was a great deal of money in the chest, the king's secretary and the high priest went up, counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord, and tied it up in bags. They would give the money that was weighed out into the hands of the workers who had the oversight of the house of the Lord. Then they paid it out to the carpenters and the builders who worked on the house of the Lord, to the masons and the stonecutters, as well as to buy timber and quarried stone for making repairs on the house of the Lord, as well as for any outlay for repairs of the house. But for the house of the Lord no basins of silver, snuffers, bowls, trumpets, or any vessels of gold or of silver were made from the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, for that was given to the workers who were repairing the house of the Lord with it. They did not ask an accounting from those into whose hand they delivered the money to pay out to the workers, for they dealt honestly. The money from the guilt offerings and the money from the sin offerings was not brought into the house of the Lord. It belonged to the priests. At that time King Hazael of Aram went up, fought against Gath, and took it. But when Hazael set his face to go up against Jerusalem, King Jehoash of Judah took all the votive gifts that Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, and Ahaziah, his ancestors, the kings of Judah, had dedicated, as well as his own votive gifts, all the gold that was found in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent these to King Hazael of Aram. Then Hazael withdrew from Jerusalem. Now the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? His servants arose, devised a conspiracy, and killed Joash in the house of Milo, on the way that goes down to Selah. It was Jozachar, son of Shimeoth, and Jehozabad, son of Shomer, his servants, who struck him down so that he died. He was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. Then his son Amaziah succeeded him.